Happy Earth Day.
Man, I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
Italian restaurant.
Oh, my
Billy
gosh.
Joel.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, they just reran that show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My wife has now watched it 3 times.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. So, happy Monday. It is also, among many other things, it is primary election eve.
Yep.
And joining us is Republican candidate for the United States Senate of Pennsylvania, David McCormick. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Dave, how are you? So, you know, we've talked in the past. I love your background. I love your family history. I love your military history. I love your business history. But here's the crap, and this is out there, this rhetoric. So as soon as I post this, will you vote for Dave McCormick? Why would anyone support someone who supports a criminal? Referring to Trump endorsed Dave. Second point. No, I won't vote for that carpetbagger. I tell you what, Dave, it disgusts me, and I hate it, and I don't know, and I don't know if you have the answer. How the hell do we get past this rhetoric and just try to get the best man or woman elected, sir?
You know, you when you go into politics, you realize it's a contact sport. You know, it is tough these days. But the reason I'm doing this is because I believe America is, you know, truly the greatest country in the world. I believe we're in trouble. I believe that I've been blessed by everything the country has to offer. And I believe in the Senate I can make a real difference. And I just have that clarity of mission. And I don't let the naysayers get me down. I know why I'm doing this. And, you know, I'm very clear on where I think the country is with regard to President Trump. You know, President Trump was opposed to me in the 2022 campaign, as you know. He came out pretty tough against me because we disagreed about the outcome of the 2020 election. And, you know, I had said some things that he didn't agree with. And, you know, I told him what I thought, and it was different than him. And so people should know that while I support many of President Trump's policies, I endorse him and support him. I think he'd be a much better president than Joe Biden. I also am my own man, and I will stand up for what I believe is right for Pennsylvania. And, you know, I'm a seventh-generation Pennsylvania kid. My mom was born in Punxsutawney, my dad in Indiana. Grew up playing football and wrestling in Bloomsburg. I went to serve my country for 9 years. I came back and ran a business for 10 years. In Pittsburgh. So I my Pennsylvania roots are solid. I'm deeply committed to our Commonwealth, and I've had a lot more success than I ever imagined. And I think we want people who have been successful to help lead our country. So I don't take any of these criticisms seriously. I keep focused on what's really important, which is our country.
We're with Dave McCormick. Dave, I don't need to tell you how critical this race is for this Senate seat after losing a seat to the Democrats with Fetterman, and everybody in Washington knows how important Pennsylvania is overall, especially for the presidential election coming up. But tipping the balance of power, this is a critical race for Senate right now. What on this, you know, the next few months are going to be critical for you. How do you break through with the same old and those who say, well, Casey's in there, he might as well stay? What do you do to shake it up and make a difference right now?
Well, listen, this is people have said to probably all three of us forever, you know, over time, they'll say this is the most important election of your lifetime, but this is it. So have you ever had an election where the country seems so fragile, where the stakes seem so high? And in times of crisis for the country, we need leaders. And my opponent has just not been a leader. He's been in public life for 30 years, public office, statewide, been in the Senate for 18 years, not a single major piece of legislation, not a leader of consequence, but he's voted 98% of the time with Biden. So when you look at sky-high inflation, you can thank Bob Casey and Joe Biden because voted for all the spending packages and the war on energy. When you look at the wide-open border, to thank Bob Casey. He voted for sanctuary cities. He voted against more money for Border Patrol. He voted against an initiative to stop the fentanyl coming across our border. When you look at crime, he supported Larry Krasner. He's been supported and endorsed by the Defund the Police movement. So Bob Casey's been at the scene of the crime. And so what I say to voters, which I really mean, if you're satisfied with the direction of Pennsylvania and the country, you should not vote for me. If you think the status quo is okay, I am not your guy. If you want change, if you want somebody who's an outsider, if you want someone who's had a history of leading, who's doing this for solely out of a call to service, then I'm your guy, because I'm going to go there. I don't owe anybody anything. I'm going to accept the people of Pennsylvania. I'm going to fight for their interest. And I think when I get there, and I think I will get there, I think I can be a big voice for not only Pennsylvania, but for the country.
Hey, Dave, oftentimes, and I hate to say it, but it's true, money becomes a factor here. Republicans in this part of the state don't support Republicans. They don't raise money for you. You've had to write checks to your own campaign, and Casey has a lot more cash on hand. Why is that so? Why is it that we can't seem to embrace that in this part of the country, in fact, in western Pennsylvania, Republicans in general?
Yeah, well, Casey's got cash on hand because he's an incumbent, has been around forever. So he came into this with a lot of cash on hand. What's happened in the last two quarters, which is the real story, is I've outraised Bob Casey in terms of raising money, both outside of Pennsylvania, but inside of Pennsylvania. I've had great success inside of Pennsylvania, both quarters. So I've raised more money than Bob Casey in two quarters. That's unique in the country. There's not a single Republican challenger that's outraised an incumbent. And the reason I've outraised him is there's not a lot of enthusiasm for him. He's milquetoast. He hasn't done anything. Now, that's also a challenge because he hasn't offended people as much as others. So my key is to create a clear vision of what Bob Casey's done. He is not the guy that he said he was 18 years ago. This is a guy who is at every fork in the road, has moved further and further to the left, representing the interests of the environmental groups against natural gas, representing the defund the police movement. This is a guy who is no longer aligned, if he ever was, with Pennsylvania values. So I actually think that that Bob Casey will have a spending advantage, a money advantage, because he's a Democrat, right, and the Democrats always outspend us. But I think I'm going to have enough money to compete and beat him. And the reason for that is because 80% of Pennsylvanians think the country's headed in the wrong direction. And so in that circumstance, you want to be a challenger who has a vision for the future and is going to bring about change? Or do you want to be the guy that's had been at the scene of the crime for 30 years on every vote that's led to our current circumstances, overspending?
Hey, Dave, on a very personal level, before we have to let you go because we're out of time, how long have we been doing the show together, Larry?
2 years.
We've never had Casey's people reach out to us, not once. Not once. Yeah. He's never been made available to us. And Dave McCormick, if you want to argue about this stuff, he's available to us anytime we want him. And that means a lot,
sir.
I think, if you don't hear from the U.S. Senator.
Yeah, I'll take any question. No, that's what we need. DaveMcCormickPA.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
All right, Dave McCormick, candidate for the United States Senate. And we're at this big breakfast. We'll tell you about it next on the Big K Morning Show. Earth Day 2024. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin, the Green Voice, and Duquesne Light present the 9th Annual Pittsburgh Earth Day Sustainable Business Breakfast here at the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh. And if you stick around long enough in this town, you're a half person from everybody. I say that all the time. Marty and I both worked with Olga George at KDK-TV for many years. She is the press secretary to Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Olga, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, Larry. Marty, good morning.
What's the message from the mayor's office this morning?
It's Earth Day. Happy Earth Day. And we should all be thinking of how to less impact the environment that we're in for future generations. Let's think about sustainability. That's regarding energy and how we're going to go about that. Now, the city, as well as some of our partners that are here today, will be having an announcement later this afternoon around 2 on an initiative that we're going to be launching to help city residents lessen their energy burden. Because as you may know, a lot of residents in Pittsburgh spend more of their money on utilities instead of medication, food, housing. They have to make that choice, and we're trying to lessen that impact.
I have known Olga for a long time. She helped me a great deal at KDK. In fact, the poor thing had to answer the calls. did you not? People complaining about
yes,
me.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And she is very intelligent and very assertive and very thought-provoking sometimes. Would that be fair as well to say?
That would be fair to say. I think when you say thought-provoking, a lot of people may think that means I'm argumentative.
No.
My whole thing is to... When you say thought-provoking, is to bring, oh, the Pirates. Yes, we are matching. Actually, the Pirate, he and I are matching in our greens today.
Pirate because, Parrots here.
Yes, I
see
that.
Because it's about health.
So, go ahead. I apologize. Finish.
No. So, the thing is I'm not going to let a conversation pass by if I think there's information, proper information is not getting out. I'm going to be honest about it, and I'm going to say what sometimes people don't want to hear.
And to that end, and by the way, she's right. We go way back, and she can't be more honest. The Post-Gazette is insanely critical of the mayor. Is that fair? It's what they're doing. You can't argue what I'm saying because that's the fact.
That's the fact,
yeah.
And that's their right. They choose to print what they print, and that's their choice. The mayor's office,
I mean,
we know what we're doing.
They've accused him of criminal behavior to that end. This has to frustrate you, of all people, because you're, right?
You know, when you know the truth,
yeah.
No matter what lie is told,
right.
You can continue to do your job. Because the main focus is, we all know, the lie gets around the world
yes.
before the truth gets its bootstrap off.
No, it's true.
And there are a lot of people who would prefer to listen and believe in the lie. But for us, we know the truth of it. We know that there are others who know the truth of it. And we are hoping that more people who know the truth speaks to the lie. But for us, for this administration, we know the good we're doing. We know we're not crooks. And you have the right. You want to file rights to know. You want to investigate, do whatever you want
right.
to do. That's your prerogative, because we know what we're here and what we're doing for the citizens.
So just a few minutes till you got to go into this sustainable business-to-business breakfast. So, again,
yes.
An announcement coming up this afternoon at 2.
Announcement
coming
big.
At 2 that's going to positively impact the residents of Pittsburgh.
Olga George, press secretary for Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. I never in my life thought I'd have to identify you as this, which is pretty amazing, isn't it? After working with KDK TV, how many years?
Oh,
a long time.
29.
Yeah,
29
years.
She should have battle pay for the people.
For just to deal with Marty.
Well, just with Marty alone.
No, we were cool. We were very cool. But some of the whack jobs that would call you.
I would never call them whack jobs.
I would.
The viewers who call it.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to be more diplomatic, and I get it. So.
Sometimes she wasn't.
Olga.
Which is why I love her.
Olga, thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Marty.
Bye-bye.
Well, a lot happened over the weekend as we get ready for a brand new week. The House passed this Ukraine and Israel aid, $95 billion, which was a big deal to get done. Also, primary elections are tomorrow. Probably the top story for the nation today is former President Donald Trump, the first ever former president to face a criminal trial that begins today after the jury was seated last week. And we are coming to you from the Pittsburgh Fairmont Hotel, beautiful hotel downtown.
Nice.
The Green Voice and Duquesne Light present the 9th Annual Pittsburgh Earth Day Sustainable Business Breakfast, which just got underway. 250 business representatives here today to talk about our sustainable future. Meanwhile, it is also the week of the NFL Draft.
Yeah.
Someday, they hope to, and they have put a proposal in, the Steelers and the city, to attract that to Pittsburgh. So this year it's in Detroit, by the way.
We'll get it. What, 2 years we'll get it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a hell of an event. It's become an industry. And I watch NFL Live while I'm working out every day at 4 o'clock. This draft has become an industry. It's fascinating, Larry.
Yeah, and it's the 86th draft. And from a television standpoint, the NFL has done a great job of creating these events throughout
yep.
the year. But this is a pretty big deal in terms of viewership.
I love it.
And the Steelers, by the way, picked 20th mm-hmm. in the first round. So I know there's a lot of excitement and anticipation because all the moves they already made. We'll see. Did you see Russell Wilson took batting practice and threw out the first pitch, I believe it was Friday night. He could play baseball. He hit some home runs. He's an athlete.
He was a hell of a prospect. He could have played major.
He could have played baseball as well. Meantime, also over this past weekend, I saw you out and about with your wife, Christine.
Yeah. Just down the street at the William Penn, world's greatest hotel, with all due respect to the Fairmont. A fundraiser for the Warmathon. Wonderful people, wonderful folks. The event was at the Terrace Room at the William Penn, which was a gorgeous, gorgeous restaurant, and they made a seven-course meal for us.
Seven?
Which I usually don't have any patience for. And I don't like social events, and I don't like socializing with people.
I see that.
My wife, but by the way, this was a wonderful night, and they were wonderful people. And just to that end, there was a couple there that comes every year, and this is true, Larry. Every year, this woman and her husband hand me an envelope with $500 cash to give to some family or some person in need. I mean, they're that nice. It's actually very cool.
Yeah, that was a great end to what, from the Warmathon, was a generous donation opportunity.
Yeah, I think they spend $500 just to have dinner with myself and Christine, which I'm worth it. I don't know about my wife. She's just gorgeous and intelligent. I'm a pain in the ass, but she is not. We're a hell of a balance for each other, quite frankly.
A yin and a yang.
Yeah, if that's what you want to say. I hate cliches, but yeah. Downtown was cool this morning. I drove all around downtown just to kind of get the lay of the land. There are still homeless folks downtown. And to that end, I wanted to address this briefly. There was a sheriff's deputy walking in front of the courthouse, 12:45, right at lunchtime last Thursday, and the surveillance video shows the whole thing. A man attacked, unprovoked, the sheriff's deputy. Fortunately, he didn't have a knife. Fortunately, he didn't have a gun. Wrestled him to the ground, they arrested him. A couple things that jump out at me about this, Larry, that are concerning. Number one, why was he out there? Why? Because he has an extensive criminal history. He has an extensive mental history. Number two, they took him to the jail, to which people would say, well, sure, he committed a crime. But with severe mental illness, Larry, he should be getting treatment right now. Right now. And the treatment he's getting is sketchy at best in the Allegheny County Jail, which is the largest mental health facility in this region. Until we accept the fact that it's our responsibility as a nation to take care of these folks that have mental illness, to provide treatment for them, to provide some sort of housing for them, and if they're drug addicted, to provide some sort of rehab, then this vicious cycle will continue again and again and again and again. Honestly, because I've been down on the streets a lot recently, and I've met a significant number of homeless folks out there recently. Look, man, they need help, and we need to help them as a country. I hear this ridiculous argument. Why are we giving money to Ukraine and Israel? We can't protect the border or help the homeless. We can do all of those things. I don't understand. Larry, we have been talking about the lack of beds for mental health facilities for the 20 years I've been on the radio and for the 30 years you've been on the radio.
Well, you hear a lot of talk about helping people with mental health issues, but when it comes down to, especially when it, and this is what happens, as you know, Marty, you have someone with mental health issues who also is violent.
That's right.
In that.
That's right.
And then people have a resilience to saying, you know, a resistance to saying, you know, that they have issues that they're dealing with because it has that stigma. Not everybody that's dealing with mental health issues has those tendencies.
Completely.
It's a very small percentage that way. All right. We've got coming up on the Big K Morning Show some issues with traffic. If you've just joined us, a big one for those that live in the Swickley area. Coming up next on KDKA. Check out Rick Dayton's Drive at 5, top stories of the day every weekday afternoon, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. What are you doing?
I yawned.
Did you check out who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? They just had their ceremony over the weekend. They're going to do a performance. They're not going to be shown till the induction ceremony, actually, is October 19th in Cleveland, but they made the announcement of who's going to get in.
Yeah.
And Mary J. Blige, yeah. Cher, mm-hmm. Foreigner, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool & the Gang, and Ozzy Osbourne.
So that Billy Joel concert, you know how much he's selling his music library for?
He's selling the whole thing. Like, this is a trend.
It is.
How much?
$1 billion. $1 billion.
That'll take the edge off the weekend, wouldn't it?
Wow. Bruce sold his for $600 million.
But is he happy?
I don't think so.
No.
That's a lot of money. Hey, it's fascinating how life goes by, and I was talking to the folks at the fundraiser we were with at the Fairmont. We're here this morning. We talk about that as well. But at the William Penn on Saturday, and that you have to seek out joy, because everything in your life goes by in a flash. And for a reference point, we were moving my daughter's stuff out of her dorm at Pitt yesterday.
So she's already. Her first year.
So, you know, and you've experienced this, by the way. Your grandson's 6'3", man. Your granddaughter's insanely cool. Your kids are full grown. I'm trying to, and I know I sound like a jerk saying this, I'm trying to mentally prepare to turn 65. And I tell my wife this all the time, that you have this window, man, and it closes a little more every day. And so you got to enjoy the hell out of it and laugh as much as you can and chase the rabbit as much as you can, because you cannot take it with you. Which is why I'm fascinated by these folks that have billions of dollars. Billions.
You never see a hearse with a U-Haul in the back.
One of my friends died, and you knew him, Tony T. And he had a wine cellar that was 5,000 square feet. Remember that?
I had seen it.
Right? And he lived in a 20,000 square foot house.
Beautiful.
He had 10,000 bottles of wine. And he died with 9,900 bottles of wine. You know what I'm saying? I'm not picking on Tony T. I loved him. But sometimes you got to sit down and say, man, I got to enjoy this now. Right?
Yeah, I mean, this may sound morbid, and they make fun of me, because I still get the Sunday paper. I still like to have, you know, my hands on the paper with a cup of coffee on a Sunday morning and watch CBS Sunday morning show.
Yep.
And I look at the obits.
Of course.
To see who's in there. Sometimes you know somebody. You go, oh, somebody's mom or dad or, you know, and then once in a while. But then you start looking at the ages and you think, this person's life and their story, that part is over. And to your point, you're like almost like motivated. Like, what are you waiting for? If there's something you want to do, don't wait, because the time slips by awfully quick.
And there's a hell of a lot of joy out there. It's why I love that I got married older. I love that I had kids older, because having them in the house brings so much joy. In a time of life when there can be so much despair, because all of us struggle with health problems. All of us lose loved ones. And you can get kind of dark. You really can. Or you can say, the hell with it. I'm going to have a hell of a good time.